All right, we got Pool D action in the World Baseball Classic in Miami.
Mustache guy just struck out.
Mustache guy is a person who plays for Nicaragua, and they're playing Venezuela today, who has been sort of a force here at this tournament so far. Salvador Perez behind the plate.
Yeah, he's played really well. Had like a 4-for-4 game over the weekend.
Going to Dongtown.
Yeah. Definitely pleased with his production, and I'm sure like leadership in the dugout as well.
So like I said, I keep wondering when he's going to not hit home runs or not be a productive player just because, just out of regression. Like, I mean, he's got a lot of miles. He's been catching for a long time. He's a heavy guy. We were talking about this in the crossover. So he had 48 home runs and drove in 121 in 2021. Just humor me quickly. Sorry. 48 home runs, 121 driven in, and hit 273 in 2021. That's a fantastic year for a catcher. I mean, unreal year for a catcher. And then last year, he missed a little bit of time with injury, which is sort of expected. Got some help. Did a little bit more full-time designated hitter stuff. And he hit 23 home runs and drove in 76 in 114 games. Like, I don't know. He's not slowing down yet. He's 32 years old. I would like to make it very clear that I still love Salvador Perez.
Venezuela's only allowed 7 runs in pool play.
Isn't one of the tiebreakers like it, to make it to the next round like team ERA?
Like,
I'm pretty sure it is.
So that'd be interesting.
Yeah, because I mean USA. That was the big worry with USA when they gave up 11 the other night. But they're okay now because they crushed Great Britain last night, or Canada last night. Back to Dylan real quick, because JD asked the question that I wanted somebody to ask.
Thanks, JD.
Or said the thing that I wanted somebody to say. And it also relates to an email that I received from a listener. Remember the email that I told you about, where the guy was like, "Hey, you guys are really good at analysis." Remember that, Josh?
Oh yeah, yeah. Which great point by the email.
I know. I totally agreed with him, and I did the analysis. So JD says this on the JTech Instructions on Twitter feed. I understand his father is pushing Dylan to Nebraska. Maybe, maybe not. But let's be honest. Rule has never, in his history, at any stop ever, developed a quarterback. That is a lot to mortgage your son's future to play where you played. Now let's go to the meat of that. I don't know that, by the way, he is forcing him. I think he wants that. Maybe, but I don't know that he would force. I don't know that Dom would force Dylan.
He seems to be going out of his way to say, no, it's a wide open recruitment. Wide open, guys. It's wide open. I'm definitely not.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt if Dylan were to commit to Nebraska, the family tie would be the thing that would be looked at, and I wouldn't care, you know.
Not in the least.
So that middle sentence, though. Rule has never in his history at any stop ever developed a quarterback. That seems pretty definitive, by the way. Any, never, ever, any, anywhere. So I have some research.
Oh, okay.
This was not the thing that I was spreadsheeting the other night. Well, then there was the top-rated quarterbacks question, too, and this sort of runs parallel to that. So let's just go through Rule's history quickly.
Yeah, because that's kind of my take. Not that he's like never developed a quarterback, but he's never had the guy, right?
Matt Rule, in his first year at Temple, took a freshman quarterback in the class of 2013 by the name of P.J. Walker.
XFL Hall of Famer.
P.J. Walker, Carolina Panthers, great.
It's true.
P.J. Walker. He started P.J. Walker as a freshman, and then he had him the entire time he was there, and then Rule left. So he started fresh, P.J. Walker, freshman year, had him for 4 years, won a conference championship at the end, and then Rule went to Baylor. He did take a couple quarterbacks in the in-between, some very East Coast names by the name of Frank Nutilli,
Oh, my goodness.
And Logan Marchie.
Ooh.
He took both of those guys in his first full class. They were never really full-time starters. Marchie was ended up being the starter in 2017, long after Rule left. And then he ended up getting hurt that year. He also took a guy by the name of Anthony Russo at Temple in the 2016 class. He ended up becoming the starter at Temple later after Rule left. And then he actually transferred up to Michigan State for his senior year, where I don't think he was the starter. So, develop. Hard to say. These are just the results. At Baylor, he followed a similar path. He took Charlie Brewer in his first class at Baylor. He started him the entire time he was there.
Nebraskans can relate all too well to this.
He did take a couple other quarterbacks. Jerry Bohannon, he took in the 2018 class. Bohannon ended up becoming the full-time starter at Baylor in 2021. This is after Rule left, and then he transferred to UCF. And then the other quarterback that he took in his 3 years at Baylor. So he took Brewer, he was the starter the entire time he was there in his 3 years. He took Jerry Bohannon in the class of 18, and he took Jacob Zeno in the class of 2019. He never really played consistently. He ended up leaving Baylor after 2021 and ended up in a quarterback split at UAB. So not a whole lot of success. Keep in mind, we are talking about a different caliber of player. So what is quarterback development? To JD's point, absolutely, and to everybody's point, no. Matt Rhule and his staff do not have the track record of Lincoln Riley at developing quarterbacks. They don't. That is true. Not many people do. Now, there were also a couple situations that dictated they take a freshman quarterback and then they start him right away, which is sort of interesting to me. And maybe that informs a little bit of your opinion on what may happen here at Nebraska. But Matt Rhule has said it a lot of different turns in his first couple months here. Yeah, I think this job is a little bit different, and basically leading us to believe, yeah, I think we're a little bit of ahead. We don't need to, you know, start from square one. We don't feel like we need to do that. That's the sense that I've gotten sort of from them. But the quarterback development point, I think, is fair. There's not a offense to, you know, an identity to sort of develop to that would make you have these incredible stats and become a number one pick type of guy, conference player of the year, Heisman guy. But to go back to the other thing is, if you have a guy of this talent and you put him in a system that is sort of quote unquote systemless, identityless, what does that mean for his development as it pertains to becoming an NFL quarterback? I don't know that we know the answer to that question. I don't think we have an answer to that question. It could mean that he might not go in the first round because he won't have the gaudy numbers to do so, but everybody will remember that he was a five-star quarterback and that he still has the arm talent and all that stuff. Now, to go against that, let's go back to Spencer Rattler.
Ooh.
Rhule wasn't there, not Rhule's deal, obviously, but he has incredible talent, five-star quarterback, goes into a system at Oklahoma, doesn't work out, transfers out of the system to go to like a systemless, you know, if we're using that, at South Carolina, and it hasn't really worked out all that much there either. So, what does that tell you? I don't know that we have the answer to this. I don't know that we have the answer to this question. How is Rhule at developing specifically quarterbacks? And I think he has to sort of answer the question of what, you know, what would they do around Dylan and what kind of player would they try to make him into and what does he sort of want? All those questions are out there, and I would think that they would be probably answered behind the scenes in this recruitment. Jasker Todd on the text line.
Hi, Jasker.
Don't you think if Dylan committed, he would use it, Rhule would use a $7 million coaching budget to bring someone in. Well, if it goes poorly in the first year, I mean, if it goes really, really poorly, it would have to go horribly, horribly bad in the first year. They like Sims. No, I don't see them making a move after the first year unless it goes really, really bad. All right. So, and then there's another spinoff of that conversation with the emailer about number one quarterbacks and how did they end up. I have a whole spreadsheet for this that I've just been sitting on for a week and a half now.
Wow.
So the emailer asked me, I can't remember the name, and the email's way too far back now for me to find, but basically asked me, hey, this Dylan Raiola guy, he's not bulletproof. Take a look at some of the other number one quarterbacks in the individual classes and see how they sort of turned out. I have that list. We could talk about that during the show. Joel will not join today.
Sadly, he was hit by a car today.
What? Don't, Josh. He was not.
He's fine.
That's a distinct possibility based off of his previous phone calls. You can't say that.
He's got a big trip coming up. He's getting ready for it.
Yeah.
Big work trip.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But there's more Jay stuff to talk about, so we have it.
He's camped out in front of the Steelhouse trying to buy Counting Crows tickets.
A couple more texts here before the odd news. Travis says this. It's interesting to think about Lincoln Riley. Caleb Williams is the only successful quarterback he recruited out of high school.
Okay.
That's true.
A lot of portal guys.
I mean, just think about this recent run of, you know, Baker and Kyler and Hurts. That's definitely true. And then we get this long one from Chris in Montana. I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to trust Chris in Montana. Let's see.
Hi, Chris.
Would you argue that what is the most important and what is what the results the Nebraska offense has on the field next fall? Even if Dylan commits, he could still change his mind depending on what he sees with the system and results next fall and vice versa. Okay. We don't get Dylan, and he commits elsewhere, won't the fall results open up to possible transfer in high school quarterbacks? Now, if they don't get Dylan, by the way, if I wasn't clear on this earlier, if they don't get Dylan, I'm not worried about Nebraska from a quarterback situation. They're going to get quarterbacks. They'll be fine. I'm not worried about it. This is obviously a completely different level of player, and that's why Nebraska has to go all the way in, you know. There is probably a little bit of a wait and see. I think the expectation is because they have so many things sort of airtight behind the scenes that it'll be a little bit more airtight on the football field. And then you could really convince young Dylan that he is like the missing piece. You know, we haven't had a quarterback like this in a very long time around here.
Also, and let me just ask the question, I don't know if this is a real thing or not, if he decommits from two places before playing a game for one school, what does that say to college coaches? I mean, they won't care because they got the five-star quarterback, but
yeah, it don't matter.
Yeah,
it don't matter. You're still going after him. What? He's available again?
Let's get him.
Absolutely. Like, you're telling me if he commits to USC in 2 weeks and then he decommits in like July, that Nebraska is not all the way in on him again? Absolutely, they are. Absolutely, they are. Oh, you're desperate. Yeah, we are. Yeah. We're a five-star quarterback. We're desperate as hell. I will get on my knees and beg.
All right, fine.
Yeah. There's. He's got the keys in this one. We'll take a quick timeout. Josh has the odd news next on 1620 The Zone. But first, Josh, I'd like to remind you about all of the giveaways we have going on 1620thezone.com. You can get registered to win tickets for these upcoming shows. Brian Regan, who's coming to Omaha on March 31st. Hairball, who rocks the Liberty First Credit Union on April 21st. Chris Stapleton, who's at the Chai on July 19th. And Jelly Roll, who will be at the CHI Health Center on August 25th. If you'd like to enter in to win any of those tickets, you can find the link on our website at 1620thezone.com.